This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rick Sincere joins us. He is the former chairman of the Libertarian Party of Virginia. He's online at ricksincere.com. And Rick, you were one of the many millions of Americans, like myself, watching the State of the Union last night. What were your general thoughts?
Well, we're not among as many millions of Americans as we would have been 20 years ago. People have many more viewing options than they used to. So not as many people watch the State of the Union as once was the case. One of my assessments is that the State of the Union address is another part of the dark legacy of Woodrow Wilson. Between Thomas Jefferson and William Howard Taft, the State of the Union was a written message to Congress, and Woodrow Wilson turned it into the ritual that it is today, which is basically just a laundry list of what I want to do and how I want to spend your money.
And one I will say, and fair enough, but I will say one good thing that I like about it is it sort of compels the current administration to step forward and say, this is exactly what we're working on behind the scenes. And when we do some arm twisting or the president makes some phone calls to Capitol Hill, this is what we're focused on. And these are the things that are most important to us right now.
Well, to a certain extent, that's true. But I think a lot of the arm twisting comes from the other direction. There was a great episode of The West Wing a few years ago when that was still on the air that showed the behind-the-scenes manipulation of the State of the Union address. And a lot of it is members of Congress wanting to get either one of their pet projects mentioned in the speech or one of their constituents or a business from their state or district, as well as each federal agency wants to make sure that they get some face time in the speech. And that's why it turns into such a long list of seemingly disjointed projects. Although I have to say that President Obama's speechwriters did a very good job in the segues and bringing everything together from the beginning to the end. It was a very well-written speech, but like most State of the Union addresses, nobody's going to remember it 5 years from now.
Yeah, that is probably most likely. We're talking with Rick Sincere. Rick, what was your general take on one of the primary themes of the address, which was competitiveness? We need to make America more competitive. And you know, one of the ways to do that is more government spending, more government investment in infrastructure, yada, yada, yada.
Well, if we really want to make America competitive, the best thing the government can do is not try to pick the winners and losers. That's why Japan has been in a recession for the past 12 to 15 years, because that government, tries to play favorites and tries to pick the winners and losers. We need to let the marketplace make those decisions. The government is not in a good position to decide what kind of products and services we're going to be using 10 or 20 years from now.
But let me ask you this. Should the government continue to subsidize fossil fuels to the tremendous extent that it does? And if so, should it throw some money into cleaner energy, whether it's clean coal or solar or whatever?
I don't think that any of those things should be subsidized. Charlottesville area author Christopher Horner had a piece in the Daily Caller today that pointed out that windmill-produced electricity was first patented in 1882 and solar panels were first patented in the 1890s, about the same time as coal-fired electrical power plants were first invented. And somehow in 120 years, those other two so-called clean technologies have not been able to break out into the mainstream. It has nothing to do with whether or not they've been subsidized by the government. It's just that they are not efficient ways of producing electricity for masses of consumers.
We're talking with Rick Sincere. RickSincere.com is the website. Rick, you had a conversation recently in Richmond regarding the decriminalization of marijuana in Virginia, which I never thought I would see, especially in this state. But what's the latest on that?
Well, last week I actually spoke at a meeting of the Criminal Law Subcommittee of the House Courts of Justice Committee, which is chaired by Rob Bell, and they were considering a bill that had been submitted for the second year in a row by Delegate Harvey Morgan, who is a Republican from Gloucester, who has served since 1980. He's a retired pharmacist, and he was proposing that simple possession of marijuana should no longer be a criminal offense. It should be treated like a traffic ticket. There would still be a fine if you're caught with it, but you would not get a criminal record. There were probably about 150 people in the room, and I'd say a dozen or 15 people spoke to the bill. Not a single person spoke against the bill. Everybody was in favor of it. I got up and spoke on behalf of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Virginia, which had voted to endorse the bill. There were people there from Virginians Against Drug Violence and the Virginia chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Yeah. Everybody was in agreement, except for the members of the committee, who voted to pass by the bill indefinitely without making a single argument for or against it.
So they just acted like no one had said anything?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, there was a little bit of discussion back and forth about some of the details of the proposal, whether it should be a civil fine or whether it should just be for a first offense. But in the end, they simply did not make an argument, a substantive argument, against the substance of the bill, and they just voted against it. All the members of the subcommittee who were present at the time voted against it, including the two Democrats.
Yeah, it always strikes me strange that in a free country like we have, and if you read the founding documents of this nation, it blows my mind that we live in a state where the government controls the sale of liquor, and the government tells you, no, you can't take that plant that grows naturally out of the ground and smoke it. We're gonna control you, and we're gonna tell you you can't do that.
Yeah, especially when the statistics show that there are zero deaths attributable to marijuana smoking, and hundreds of people die from alcohol abuse and drunk driving.
Yeah.
So it's pure prejudice. I mean, the only reason they don't want to change the law is because this is the way the law is. We'd have a lot fewer criminals if we had a lot fewer crimes.
Rick Sincere, he's online at ricksincere.com. Rick, thank you so much for taking some time with us. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to be with you today. I wish I was in the studio.
Yep. Well, it's nice and warm in here. I hope you have some milk where you are and that you don't have to get out on the roads tonight.
I took care of that this morning.
That's very smart. Thank you, Rick, very much. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.